completely blew through that last segment without giving away a pair of tickets. I actually have 4 tickets to give away today, and the plan was to do 1 in each 4 of the segments in the 9 o'clock hour, so we're going to have to do 2 right now. This one's going to be an Arizona Coyotes game, Saturday, April 22nd, next week. And this one is a Suns game, Friday, April 21st, 7 o'clock kickoff, and this actually has a parking pass that goes with it. If you would like to attend those, let's see. We can't just make them a freebie. We got to make somebody work for them a little bit here. Make sure you're a... But we're going to do both of these on text so we don't freak out our call screener, Stephanie Acuna, who's covering in for Jennifer today. So 411-923. 411-923. If you can, for the Coyotes tickets, what's there? The first one that knows their today, right now, real-time win-loss record for the 2016 season. I don't. I have no idea. We're going to have to look that up. But if you know that, we'll make sure and get these mailed to you. And then for the Suns tickets, let's see. Gosh, I don't even know a good I was going to say, when was the last time the Suns were in the playoffs? You don't know? I'm not going to do that one. What was last hour? What was a good tip in the last hour that Jay had? We'll use those for the Suns tickets. Make sure someone that's been listening for a while wins this one instead of someone that may have just accidentally happened to stumble across the program. Should you or should you not kill the water to your ryegrass? There you go. If you know that answer and you can text it to 411-923, we will send you to the Phoenix Suns. And then we've got these other pairs, our Suns, will give away in the next 2 breaks. This one is for April 11th against the Kings and April 3rd against the Jazz. All those tickets are compliments of our flagship station, KTAR, that Rosie's been on the air for the last 28 years. I joined about 16 years ago, and it's a small family-run home improvement radio program, kind of started by accident, and we do the best we can to answer any and all questions about your house, home, castle, or cabin, and have a little fun with it at the same time. I think we've already got a winner. I'll let our call screener decide that so I don't get distracted here. But we've got Kemp in Tucson, who's first on the line, so we'll get to his call. Good morning, Kemp.
Hi, this is Kent.
Yes, sir.
Hi, I have a follow-up question to... I have a similar problem to Eric, who had a leaking window, and it was really water leaking through the walls, the stucco wall surface, and then coming through the window.
Yes, sir.
So I have the same problem. Have tried a number of solutions. It's ended up not working. And this is a second-story window, so it's about 4 feet below the parapet. And I'm curious if there's like an acrylic stucco product or something that can be put over the existing stucco and then just paint it over.
And you said you had tried everything. Have y'all cut back the stucco and reflashed it?
Yeah, they did that. It worked on one second story window, but not the second window.
And how long ago was that work done?
3 to 4 years ago.
Oh, darn it. I was thinking if it was a recent project that the contractor should, it may still be under warranty to come back out and redo it, because it really isn't.
Well, at the time they did it, they said they thought it was going to work, but they couldn't guarantee it. And it did work on one window, but it did not work on the other window.
Yeah,
and it does, there's a significant amount of leakage so that, you know, during a wind-driven rain, you can get 4 to 5 beach towels wet, you know, soaking.
Yeah. Kent, I tell you what, I think if I would you, I would call Assurance Builders. You're in Tucson. That is our general contractor that we rely on in the area. And I would have them come out and reflash it. You've been through it. I know you don't want to do it again, and you're looking for a miracle top coat that's going to cure that if one existed or when one is invented, I'll tell you what, it'll be a product we're recommending. But the issue is something that can waterproof that doesn't let water out. And water has to be able to evaporate from the interior to the exterior. When we seal it that good, and the water is trying to go from the inside to the outside, and it hits that barrier, well, now you're building up moisture content inside your walls. And so it makes the problem much worse than just this isolated window leak. That water has to be able to escape. And so the only way to waterproof it correctly is to get back down and flash it correctly. You can find Assurance Builders when you go to rosieonthehouse.com. Right now, you actually have to select your region. In the future, you'll be able to actually type a zip code or a city or use the geolocation on your device to make it easier. Pick your category. In this case, you're looking for general contracting or remodeling, and it'll show you the three closest search results you can that come up in your area. Assurance Builders in Tucson.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.